this is Larissa Donovan, and joining me on the phone today is a candidate for Congressional District 8, Ernest Joseph Oppegard Peltier III. I know him as Joey, but go ahead, Joey.
Annie Bouju, Ernest Joseph Oppegard Peltier III in Dizneka, Turtle Mountains, Bemidji, Minnesota in Dunham. And what I just said right there was, hi, hello, my name is Ernest Joseph Oppegard Peltier III. I'm from Bemidji, Minnesota, and I come from the tribe Turtle Mountains over in North Dakota. I'm running for Minnesota Congressional District 8 against Pete Stavert in November, and we're running on three simple platform planks that everyone can get behind, and that's Medicare for all, legalizing cannabis, and expanding Social Security.
Expanding. All right. So, Matt, are you seeking the DFL nomination this year?
I am attending the caucuses and conventions, and I'm loosely seeking the DFL endorsement. I don't think it fully represents the entire base, so I'm not fully interested in the endorsement, but I appreciate it if I do get it.
So tell us a little bit about your political background. I know you vied for the Ward 5 seat here on Bemidji City Council a couple years ago.
Yep, and I actually first dipped my toes back into politics when I was 17 years old. I helped three civic organizations within North Dakota. We started out 4ND Youth and ND Youth, which are foster care adoption advocacy groups. I was helped start out the North Dakota the North Dakota Youth Advisory Council. Excuse me, this has been over 15 plus years ago. through my work within those three organizations, I was invited and appointed on a North Dakota task force, the North Dakota Foster Care and Adoption Task Force. I sat on all four bodies for approximately half a decade. I want to say maybe 6 years, 7 years. And then I took a break. You know, I kind of got myself in a good amount of debt with school and medical loan or medical debt and, just cost of living, entered back into politics in 2017, right after the Bernie Sanders presidential bid, and I helped start, and I was the campaign manager for Justin Pyer, a candidate out of North Dakota who was primarying Heidi Heitkamp in 2017, and we pulled about a third of the caucus, which was amazing. And from there, I went on and moved. You know, I got married to my wonderful husband, and we moved over here to Bemidji. It's been a great experience over here in Bemidji. We helped co-organize our Revolution Bemidji and also Project for a Change. Project for a Change hosted an amazing event, Soul Food Sunday, in honor of Black History Month. I am also actively involved within the party itself. I am a director for the Native Peoples Caucus. I am a dues-paying member for the Stonewall Caucus, the Environmental Caucus, and the Young Democrat Caucus. And I also am a co-founding member of Our Revolution Minnesota, which is a political organization that has helped elect Democrats across Minnesota, including our very own Representative Ilhan Omar and Attorney General Keith Ellingson. I think I covered all of my political experience right there. I know I'm missing a few. Excuse me. I'm also I'm my own business owner, and I do contract work for campaigns and also political organizations and NGOs. I've worked on, over the last 7 years, approximately seven campaigns, five of them which are winning campaigns, and then I currently contract with a climate organization that has been active across Minnesota. And during the 2020 election season, I was employed by MN350 to do the Rock the Vote Native style. And I was a part of a handful of organizers, indigenous organizers across Minnesota who turned out over 9,000 new indigenous voters up here in the north.
And I know that indigenous voter number is going to get going to be pretty high stakes, because as I was looking at these new redistricting maps, every Ojibwe reservation is now in CD8, right?
Correct. We have all seven tribes here in Minnesota Congressional District 8, and I would like to make a, you know, it's like akin to Sharice David's Congressional District. It should be a native, or excuse me, a primarily native interest district, and if there's any candidates running within the district, their main platform plank should be revolving around native interest in tribal sovereignty.
And what are some of those interests that can be brought to Congress?
We're working on currently increasing the Savannah Act and the databases to collect our missing and murdered Indigenous women and children, along with creating a database for our children that were displaced within boarding schools and who lost their lives within those boarding schools. Those are two main issues that are something that are close to my heart personally. And then we're also working on funding for programs within our tribal nation. It's going to be easier for a congressperson to deliver to our communities going through the tribes rather than going through the state with our funding. And we've seen with the budget bill back in October that Red Lake received a few million dollars to invest in their green energy sector. Bob Lake from Polar Bear received a huge grant program that allowed Red Lake to purchase into the teens work vehicles that are hybrids and battery-powered, which I find completely amazing, and I would love to work on more programs like that for our tribes and for the local economies around the tribes, because when our tribes benefit, the local allied economies also benefit, and we see that here in Bemidji. Most of our economy here in Bemidji are being brought in by the three tribes that surround us.
All right. Well, Joey, is there anything else about your campaign kickoff, any events coming up that you wanted to be sure to get out there?
We're already working with candidates across Minnesota Congressional District 8 and signed ourselves up for a series of six different events with a local candidate here in Bemidji, which I'm excited. And we are hosting events across Congressional District 8. We've had just recently an event last month that turned out roughly around 30-some folks, and it was a brilliant event that was hosted by the committee. We currently don't have anything on the books, but we have things in the works. So if you check out our Facebook page, our events will be up on our event tab through there.
All right. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to tell us about your campaign, Joey. I'm sure we'll visit again soon. Thanks.
Thank you.